KQED.
Lawmakers from San Francisco and Los Angeles are introducing legislation to give local governments more authority to get people with severe mental health or addiction problems off the streets and into treatment. Here's KQED politics editor Scott Schaefer.
The bill aims to expand the definition of conservatorship. That's where judges can appoint someone to make decisions for people who are gravely disabled, have limited brain function, or are seniors facing elder abuse. San Francisco Mayor Mark Farrell is sponsoring legislation to expand conservatorship laws and give counties more authority to oversee homeless people who are constantly using government services.
Those that continue to cycle through our public resource system, whether it be ambulances or hospitals or public health department, police department, fire department, these are the ones that we need to address first.
The bill has a number, SB 1045, but not many details yet. State Senator Scott Wiener says he wants to write the legislation with advocates who may have concerns about civil liberties. In any case, it's likely to have a very limited scope. In fact, Senator Wiener says the bill will not affect the vast majority of homeless.
This is for a tiny population of people who are falling apart on our streets, who are incapable of making decisions for themselves, and we want to help them and save their lives and get them back on their feet.
Wiener is co-authoring the bill with State Senator Henry Stern from Los Angeles, where homelessness is also a huge problem. Unlike Laura's law, where family members and social workers can ask a judge to compel mental health treatment, Wiener says his bill would not address medication issues. But it could give local government another option to get homeless people off the streets and connected with services. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.